Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Podcast Network Asia.
Put God first and everything will follow. Hello, my friend, and welcome back to the podcast. It's me, the host of the show, and your friend, Julianne. And for today's podcast episode, I want to talk about putting God first. Now, if you have been listening to the podcast for a while, if you remember many, many podcast episodes ago, I mentioned that Denzel Washington is one of my favorite actors. He's one of my favorite disciples of Christ. He's a man of God, and he uses his platform, his voice, his life to truly serve God and bring the glory back to God. And one of my favorite speeches of all time is from him. He spoke at Dillard University, and he gave a heartfelt speech. And these are just a few of the amazing lines from his speech. He said, "Put God first in everything you do. Everything that you see in me, everything that I've accomplished, everything that you think I have, and I have a few things, everything that I have is by the grace of God. Understand that it's a gift." Those are just a few of the powerful lines that he shared with us during that day. And it's beautiful. Every now and then I come back to that speech to really focus my eyes on the Lord again and realize as well, similar to Denzel, that everything that I have, everything that I've accomplished, without God, it would not exist. It would cease to exist. All that I am and all that we are is from God. And it humbles you and it shifts your focus. Every so often, we get so distracted by our goals and our material things and everything that we want to accomplish in our lives. In this material world, we lose focus on God. In my personal life, when I started genuinely putting God first, that's when I started seeing beautiful things come into my reality. That's when I started feeling this amazing sense of inner peace and this clarity and this focus and this sense of purpose of my life. It was when I started putting the Lord God first and truly being self-aware that we live in a material world. We live in a world where there are so many amazing pleasures. There are so many amazing fun things that we can do in this temporary life. But if we focus our eyes on the Lord and we see the bigger picture of life, knowing that this physical realm is temporary, one day when we're really old, it ends. You know, what's really important here? Why are we here? What is the purpose of my life? What goodness can I bring into this world? How can I give glory to God with my life? And so when I started thinking in that big picture sense that, you know what, I am not a human having a spiritual experience. I'm a spirit having the privilege of this human experience. When I started truly connecting this and that and feeling one with myself and yearning daily to be closer to God, that's when I started truly feeling inner peace and purpose and true joy. And so I truly look up to people who have huge platforms and power and influence, such as Denzel, such as Matthew McConaughey, for example, and so many other amazing people who try to bring glory to God in this material world with marketing, with media, with everything and the people around us. We get so caught up on gossip, on what new thing can I have? You know, or how can I dress to impress? Which is, you know, that's important too in terms of achieving your goals. But a lot of people get so caught up with buying the latest thing to impress other people or wearing clothes a certain way to make other people like them. But do you really even like yourself? Do you even really like what you're doing with your life? Do you really like how you treat other people? Do you like your relationship with God? Do you feel a sense of purpose every day that you wake up? What are you striving to achieve? And so truly, I wanted to share this Bible verse with you, not just to remind you to put God first, but also to realize how important it is to put God first and how when we put God first, everything truly follows. There's this Bible verse from the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." From the book of Proverbs, chapter 16, verse 3, "Commit your work to the Lord and your plans will be established." But then again, I know that we have so many plans for ourselves. We have so many things that we want to do. We must still trust in God's timing, in God's plan for our lives, and not get so caught up in the material. So there's this one more Bible verse that I want to share from the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 19 to 21. "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." This is all temporary, and I know as a human being, it's easier to distract ourselves from our mortality, from how fragile we as human beings actually are, and how temporary everything is. We distract ourselves with many things, entertainment, you know, TikTok, watching TV, having fun with friends. It's good to have fun, yes, but some of us, and myself included in the past, to distract ourselves from what's really important or things that we have to deal with, we turn to vices such as alcohol and, whatnot and other vices out there. And so it's just important to be self-aware and to really focus your eyes on what's important and have hope, have faith, believe in God and his timing and his mercy. And also believe in yourself and your capacity to make a difference in this world. You were put on this earth for a reason. There's a reason why you're here, why you're still here. There's time to change, grow, and be the person you believe you are meant to be. And most importantly, my friend, always remember that the Lord God is with us. So put God first in everything that you do, and everything will follow. Have faith, my friend. Please do share this podcast episode with family, friends, people who you think need to hear this. Tag me on Instagram story, and I'll talk to you on the next podcast episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.